All right, so my name is Melissa. To give you guys a break, I'll continue in English. To continue with the cultural stereotypes and racism, can you guys hear me? Okay. We felt like it was almost a constant racism. It's almost a norm. It's almost expected from the students. Like this quote says, it's like next time they put you down, just don't listen to it. Just like forget about it, you know? Don't listen to them. As a black person, you should be like so happy and so proud. But I see most students giving up because of one thing somebody said. And it's like Jonah said, we're very aware of the cultural baggage that we have, the historical baggage that we have, and we feel attacked sometimes. And I say we because I'm part of it. Another aspect that came out that was very important was the community support. And the students felt that community centers are very, very important because what they do is they provide a one-on-one attention that they don't usually get at school. So when they go to community centers, they have the l'intervenant, the social worker there, who is not only trained to listen to them, but trained to work on one person. While at school, you have a variety of things that teachers have to cater to. We understand it's very difficult where a teacher has a classroom full of 40 students. We don't have time to get that individual attention to every student, and this is why the students felt that community centers were very, very important, and it's also a place to talk and to express themselves, which they don't really get at school. And as this quote says, is what we need are community centers are actually more close with the actual community, not school. Because school is a variety of people and they only cater to this and that. It's like a classroom where a teacher doesn't have time to say, okay, this student needs help and this student needs help. Because everybody kind of needs help. While at community centers, you have workers that are meant to like listen to you and to what you're saying, to trying to find what you like and what she likes and what everybody wants to do. And what we have next is some recommendations that were made by the student researchers. And what we have is teacher support, which is another topic that came back over and over and over. Some changes in the curriculum, classroom pedagogy, and extracurricular activities. To start with teacher support, so like I said, this one came back over and over and over. Because what the students want are teachers that have high expectations of them, but not only high expectations as in, okay, well, this is what the standard is, meet it and do what you have to do to get there. It's also having the teachers support them, being behind them and saying, not only do I need you to do this because I know you can, but I believe in you can do this. And I remember Jonas was giving us an example of a teacher who said that, well, if you fail, it hurts me. Not because my paycheck is going to be lowered, but because it hurts me because I invest in you. And that's what the students feel like they need. Because a lot of teachers, I think ils décrochent autant que les élèves. You know, they just go in there and it's like, well, you know what? Perhaps if I put it this way, they'll meet it. If they don't, whatever, I don't care. You know? So basically, as this quote was saying, is what they need is a bon suivi, a follow-up with the students. Okay, so the classroom, this is saying is basically the students felt that they needed a diversity of methods that the teachers could use. A lot of teachers do not realize that this is a new generation and therefore new ways are needed. I think a teacher who's been teaching for the last 20 years, it's not because you use the same method back in 82 that you can use it now. It does not apply, and I think a lot of teachers do not realize that. And also to make the classroom more interactive, to implicate the student in the learning process, you know? And like this one says, I love this quote, it says, like, motivate them, the students. If you, the teacher, come to class, ask the students, what would help you learn? How can I make learning easier? How can I make teaching easier for you? Compromise with them and see how they want to learn. For example, if you're learning in English class, okay, take this rap song and turn it into proper English. Motivate them, like really trying to motivate them and like use different strategies, which a lot of teachers don't use. They just use the same curriculum over and over and over and over, and it just gets very boring and very discouraging for the students. And this one, we had a long debate about it. It was a multicultural curriculum, and I think a lot of students have noticed that in certain history classes, it's just about Quebec history. And as much as we all love Quebec, we really like to learn about other provinces and other countries. And I think it's really about learning other things outside of our borders and learning things about other cultures inside of our borders. Because like this student says, it'd be nice to know about our history as African Americans. It'd be nice to know our history as well, you know? You get like part of a class and you're learning about Jean Chrétien, and come on, we need some time for our history too, you know? we are people too. And I think that just sounds like a cry really for a change, because the curriculum, especially in the history classes, I've been through that, I can tell you, it's very discouraging. I'd just like to go over briefly over the extracurricular activities. I just want to say that the learning does not stop in the after-school activities. I think that's a tendency people are thinking that after-school activities are just for socializing. It's not. The students really do want to continue the learning after school. Like this student says, there's some people who like to rap, who like to write down lyrics. Like they could have a class for that. You can get your own message out of the high school, and you could learn more about writing skills. So it's just another way of developing another skill and actually continuing the learning process after the normal school hours. And the conclusions, recommendations, well, the conclusions that we had is to say that this report reflects the perspectives and realities of young people. None of the adults ever placed their opinions in there and ever placed their opinion in the report. What you see in the report is what we said. I mean, us and the other 14 students who were with us. And policy making, it is important, I cannot stress that enough, it is important to implicate all the stakeholders, such as youth, teachers, parents, and not just speak among yourselves as in, you know, we're the administration, we're the big boss, and we're going to do what we want. Because in the end, it affects us also, because we're in the classroom. We're the ones suffering your policies, if I can say it this way. And since this research was carried out, some relevant changes have been made, such as in the history classes. I don't know because I graduated, but I've been speaking to other students. It seems like some certain things have changed. So if you happen to see that, it's just to know that back when we were doing this research, those changes were not made yet. And the team's recommendations include having community workers in the school, like having the workers actually in the school so we can build this relationship between the school and the community organizations. And because the school I went to, they were not very present. And professional development for the teachers, to have some kind of a more training for the teachers, making the class more interactive. Also, multicultural, I would say, training on how to speak to other cultures. Other cultures. And other student recommendations in this report, well, when you read the report, you'll find out what those are. And that's the bottom.